Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, Marvin Hamlisch and the Entertainer. Beatles in there with In My Life, and Dean Martin starting off that set of three. You're nobody till somebody loves you. 934, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. I'm Jim Bednarik and boxer Leila Ali, Olympian Apollo Anton Ono, and actor Ian Ziering and singer Joey Fatone are headed to the semifinals on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Last night's results show yielded no big surprise as Billy Ray Cyrus was eliminated from the competition. The country singer and actor struggled on the show from the start, but his routines, which lacked technique but were full of heart, continued to win over viewers, which accounts for his longevity on the show. And on the studio lines with me this morning, talk more about it, we've got national dance champion Jeannie Tucker once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And your thoughts about old Billy Ray.
It was about time.
Poor guy.
I think that he left in a very classy way, considering some of the things that happened the night before.
Yeah.
I think he did a very nice job at exiting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was surprising for most viewers, I think, that Joey was down there with him.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise.
I think it's a classic example of people assuming that because Joey's performances were so vibrant and so great that he was safe. And so people probably didn't vote for him. They voted for Ian thinking he needed the vote.
Ah.
I mean, I think a lot of that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens now.
Now, I thought about Billy Ray this morning. Maybe what might account for some of his longevity on the show is that his TV show, Hannah Montana,
mm-hmm.
that's a Disney show.
Yes.
Disney owns ABC.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars is on ABC.
Maybe. I
just
think he has a huge fan base. I do. I think with his daughter
all right.
and all. I was
just trying to start up this conspiracy theory thing.
I'm not going to let you start some conspiracy.
All right. Ian, what did you think of Ian's performance?
Actually, you know, his rumba was really great. I was one of his best. He had good lines. I think he was really trying. He was a bit too reserved. I don't think he knows how to emote. That doesn't mean everybody that's in the business doesn't have the great game face and know how to bring that emotion out. I think he truly did feel a wonderful emotion in the dance. I think that it just is misunderstood a bit. But that was a very good dance, in my opinion. His foxtrot, I didn't like. It was stiff. The beginning needed more body flight and the song, and it just, I didn't like the can-can looking moves. I was a bit disappointed with that.
Yeah. Layla, she didn't seem to be quite on her game.
I think Layla was quite reserved. I think it was partially because her father was there.
Maybe.
All of the comments about the fact that he likes her dancing much more reserved without any sexiness in it, I think made her just pull back, hold back. She was really focused on that. It was clean. It wasn't outstanding, but it was clean. Her jive, it was cute. She looked very light, considering she's a very solid girl. The waltz was elegant. I wasn't thrilled with it because it didn't have enough flash. It was smooth and clean, though, and the posture issues need to be addressed. But overall, it was okay.
Now, I have to agree with Len, the judge there, on Apollo's dancing.
On which? The first?
The first one. Yeah, the tango to Jesse's girl? Yeah, come on.
I totally agree with that. I think people get so wowed by the energy and everything, but as a judge, you have to look beyond the electric personalities, and you have to look at really how that dance felt. It was frantic for me. It was too hurried, and it lacked contrast. And what I mean by that is fast to slow, excitement to a quieter tempo. It just lacked that contrast. It was just like they were running a race. It was too busy and frantic.
Now, in contrast, his second dance was much better.
Oh, great passion. She did almost fall when she tried to do the splits.
Yep.
There were some hand misses in that, but I think we were so blown away by the rest of it. It was very, very nice. You know, I have to see a little bit of hypocrisy in the whole judging thing because they also had a bit of theatrics and flash.
Yeah.
And it seems that some can get away with it, some can't. So
yeah.
I'm not sure I'm clear on why, but it was a beautiful dance. They did it actually last night better than they did the night prior. It was beautifully executed.
Now, Joey's lack of flash seemed to hurt him there.
It did hurt him because he needs that showman, you know, show me the stuff, get up there and be the stage guy. I mean, he really looks good when he takes that attitude on. And he was a bit reserved. The hip motion wasn't there in his mambo for me. It was flat. Of course, the music, I wasn't crazy about the music. They did break on two. That is more difficult. But as a person that's been in music and musically inclined, I don't think that's that big of a challenge for him. Their waltz, it was plain. I did miss the real Joey.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, the sparks flew on Monday night after Bruno called Billy Ray's Cyrus's performance, well, crap. And, you know, Billy Ray, he was gentlemanly about it, and he said he held no grudge. He said last night, said he was celebrating his tenure on the show, noting he got the chance to conquer a fear by competing. Now, you came up with a video.
Oh, yes.
That Bruno is in.
Well, number one, I, as a national judge, I really hate to see judges get away from the constructive criticism, fight amongst themselves and slap at each other. It's so undignified. It's not classy. And Bruno stepped down a notch even from that when he used that word. I think it was absolutely uncalled for.
Yeah.
Especially since, as a dancer that has danced in his life, Bruno has danced and performed. You know, he knows the work involved. That was insulting. They work very hard.
Yeah.
There are much nicer ways to get your point across.
True.
And after he said that, I thought, okay, well, let me just flip the table and let me be the judge and let me go out and look at some of Bruno's dancing. Well, I encourage everyone to go out and look at Elton John's video, I'm Still Standing. You can find it on AOL. And I was hysterically laughing.
Because Bruno's in it.
Bruno is in there, featured, a skinny Bruno in black lycra leotard, cut up to here, the top cut down to there, with a little black cap and leggings, and oh my goodness. And then he's in black, red spandex tights dancing, and it is so campy and so over the top.
Yeah, I was watching part of it. It is pretty, going, that's Bruno? Oh, and he's talking? Okay.
With those kind of things in his closet, he really shouldn't be so aggressive to these things.
Now, I think you should put up a link to that site on your website.
Actually, I will.
So
I will
do that.
Put it up. I will link it on my, if they go to JeannieTucker.com on the main page at the bottom, there's a link for the Dancing with the Stars information in our past radio shows. So I will definitely put it right next to today's radio broadcast.
I think you should.
I will.
People get a kick out of seeing Bruno. It is quite comical. All right. Of course, Dancing with the Stars continues as we head into the finals, coming up Monday night on ABC. And we'll have you back here next Wednesday morning.
Sounds wonderful. It's getting exciting.
Yes,
now.
It is.
Housing woes.